Thank you for calling Craft City Video Membership. My name is Whitney. How may I assist you?
Hi, Whitney. So I'm calling, but I have been calling and emailing with different people, so I don't know if you can help me, but I got charged for my membership renewal the beginning of January, and I don't want to renew my membership, and when I log into my Craftsy account, it doesn't show that I've renewed my membership. So I'm trying to figure out how to get the $120 back.
Okay, one moment. Let me get my system pulled up. One moment.
Okay.
I'm still with you, ma'am. I have to get my system pulled back up. One moment.
Okay.
And I'm still with you, ma'am. One moment. All right, I am still with you, ma'am. One moment. All right, can you spell the spelling of that email address, please?
Okay, it's J-A-R, D as in David, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, W-O-R, C as in Charles, E, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E-R, @gmail.com.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I had my my caps lock. Can you repeat that for me?
J-A-R, D as in David, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, W O R, C as in Charles, E S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E R at gmail.com.
At gmail.com?
Mm-hmm.
What's your first and last name and the address, please?
Jardy Worcester, the same as the email. The address is 3067 Duke Circle, California, Vacaville, California, 95688.
Okay, I see you have an annual membership. This one, let's use a charge on their card. However, not seeing another account, and this one expired. Okay, what were you charged, ma'am?
I was charged $120, and I don't want an annual membership to renew, and I don't want to be charged $120.
Well, this is not, this one expired, and I don't have the charge on this account. Did you send in the charge when you spoke with someone on the 20th? Did you send in a screenshot of that charge so we can look into it? Because I'm not seeing that charge on this account.
Okay, no,
we need you to screen.
Okay,
we need you
I've
to
been emailing back
screenshot the actual charge.
I do not have. So you want me to show you a screenshot from what? From my credit card online app? Like I don't even. I don't have.
Wherever
a
you've
Nobody
been charged, you can see.
For it.
We need a screenshot of your actual charge on your bank statement. However, you pull that information up, we need an actual charge, the screenshot of the charge, and send to our customer service email.
Okay.
And then we'll get that over to our financial department to see if they can further look into it.
Okay.
Because
well,
I'm not pulling
already,
it up with...
I called Chase, and I put a stop payment on it with them. I will... Let me
okay,
see
ma'am, that's totally fine. Up to you. But if they've already took care of it, then they'll go ahead and get it refunded, ma'am. Because if we can't find the charge, then that's the next option to tell you to do is call your bank as well.
Okay, let me see if I can pull it up so that I can send you just the charge and not, like, the rest of my information here. So literally that's the only choice is to send you – oh, here it is. Okay, I can't just give you – there's nothing on here that's, like, identifying it except the posted date and
it will say Craftsy and it'll say the charge. That information we need to get over to our financial our institution that handles the payments processing, and then we will get that information over and they'll take a look at it.
Okay, but I'm telling you there's nothing on this that has like a transaction number or anything. It says that it was an in-person charge, which clearly it wasn't.
Ma'am, we don't do in-person charges. If you can send that over, we can send that over to our institution that handles that part, ma'am. And then they'll look further into it. That's all we need you to do, ma'am, is send a screenshot.
Okay, I will send it. But
thank you for...
Yeah, bye.